Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. As an eBay seller, chances are that every week in small business is a small business week for you. With us now to talk about what eBay can do for small businesses like yours is a relative newcomer to the eBay exec scene, but we're so happy to have him. Jordan Sweetnam is Vice President of Seller Experience. Jordan, welcome to the show. Tell us about your new role at eBay and what it means for sellers.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here. If I had to describe it in one sentence, my role is really to bring voice to sellers, bring the voice to all of our amazing customers that make up this marketplace. You know, maybe just a little bit of background just for your listeners. I've been at eBay over 10 years. I've had a number of different roles from seller and trust analytics, buyer experience, et cetera. And last fall, the news of the separation of eBay and PayPal sort of became public, and Devin was thinking about all the big things that he needed to be thinking about as he was planning to become a CEO, he really identified a strong need to sort of consolidate the experience that our sellers are seeing from all the different touch points they have on the site, and to make sure that that they had a voice and that their needs were being addressed. And for me, having seen all the different incarnations and the journey that eBay has gone on over the last 10 plus years, it was a message that really resonated with me, and so I sort of jumped at the chance to lead this new global organization. For me, what it's really about doing is, making sure that the resources, the engineers we have that are working on tools and insights for sellers are working on the right topics. But more than that, it's making sure that all of the rest of the company knows what it means to be a seller on eBay, what their needs are, what the different business models are. So that across the buying team, the shipping team, the trust, risk, customer service, marketing, all the amazing groups of the company are thinking about buyers and sellers in a balanced way whenever they're thinking of what the next path is forward.
Jordan, this is National Small Business Week. What's the role of small business on eBay?
I mean, small business is eBay. Over 70% of our business comes from small businesses. I mean, this is our core. These are the sellers that built the company. I've had a number of seller-facing roles before taking this one, but I've been blown away since taking this role around the energy, the enthusiasm, the diversity that comes from our seller base, the selection, the experience they provide our customers. I mean, this is what eBay made eBay great, and I think you've started to hear more and more from eBay's broader public commentary. This is the focus of the company, and will be a critical part of us as we embark on our next phase.
So what are some of the ways that eBay helps small business succeed, in your view, from now you're in this position and you've had a chance to really see some of our customers in action? What are some of the ways that we help them?
Yeah, so it goes across a number of different fronts. So I'd say, number one is just, access to a global pool of 150 million buyers without having to become an expert, in search engine marketing or paid marketing. eBay does have an extremely large buyer base. And as such, makes it a really, attractive place to get started selling online and to be a part of, someone's overall, online multi-channel solution. We have a large focus on providing tools to help our sellers grow and scale their businesses and have, APIs and plugins with other partners. I mean, Griff, I heard you with Certivio as you're opening with the, plug for Terapeak, but, provide access to tools that other third parties can provide services to help our sellers have access to what can make their business successful. Probably the last, key thing that we do to help our sellers is, provide a safe marketplace where, our buyers are vetted and I'm sure a number of your listeners would sort of say maybe there's more we can do. And I think the answer there is right. There is more we can do. But when I sort of think of, what is the core value prop that we can bring to sellers? It's access to a really large buying population, make sure this is a safe place to transact for buyers and sellers, and provide tools to our customers to help grow and scale their businesses successfully.
We're speaking with Jordan Sweetnam. He's Vice President of Seller Experience for eBay. Jordan, we have a unique experience here on eBay Radio because we get to hear from brand new sellers from time to time. Do you hear from these small business owners who are just starting out on eBay, and do they tell you why they've come to eBay? What do they expect?
Yeah, it's I love hearing from sellers of all kinds of all different sizes and all the different stories. When I hear from some of the newer sellers, it's a couple different themes. Areas that are exciting for me and areas where I see there's room for improvement. eBay has a reputation of being one of the best places to get started. With that really large buyer population, with a marketplace that covers verticals from end to end. Sort of the tools and history that allows merchants to come on board and get started on their businesses relatively quickly. Having said that, I do hear from sellers as well, which is, there's a lot more we need to do. It can be a little bit overwhelming at times to get started. We get you through the process, and then there's a lot of tools, and it's not really clear, what the best way is to help. And so one of the areas we're, putting more focus on this year is a stronger voice from eBay, especially for our newer small businesses coming on board, making sure that they sort of have a clear end-to-end, guide and process to know, hey, at each step of you ramping your business on eBay, here are the things you should be thinking about to be successful. Here are the tools you might want to try, depending on the vertical or the business that you're in, depending on, the scale of your offline business if it exists, or if you're online only. Here's what you should be thinking about from, the buyer experience, logistics, and fulfillment. And making sure that we're connecting our sellers with all the right tools to really make their end-to-end business come together for them.
Jordan, what are some of the tools that you and your team are working on that are specific to small business? I know that we have a set of tools that most of them have been around for a while. I know that we're thinking of changing those up, and we've actually announced that we'll be discontinuing one of those tools, the traffic reports. And the questions are coming up from sellers that I talk to. So what are you guys working on? We need to know. Is there anything you can tell us about what we're working on?
Sure. I am more than happy to share what's front of mind for my product teams right now. Number one, and I just kind of touched on this a little bit, is eBay has a lot of tools. But they can be a little bit scattered all over the place. And sometimes I hear from customers asking for, a really amazing feature that, I'm almost embarrassed to admit already exists. And it just sort of gets lost in the overall, eBay experience. And so, anchoring where we're going forward is, our plan to work on something that we're, I don't know if what we'll end up calling it, but like the seller hub that really pulls together. Here are the key reports and tools that you need to be looking at, in your business to make sure you understand, the order shipment, the trust reports, inventory insights. Here are all the things you should be thinking about in your business. Promotional tools that are centralized in one location, so you don't have to, bookmark 27 different links to navigate through all the different depths of eBay. I touched a little bit on insights and reporting, and Griff, you sort of asked about discontinuing the traffic reports. We are making a big focus on insights and reporting for our sellers. What that will mean, over the next 6, 12, and 18 months, the sellers will see new reports. Some of them will be existing reports that will be repackaged to be more user-friendly and more responsive. Some of them will be new insights to help better understand, in the case of, demand insights, what's selling on the site, where there are opportunities to sort of expand their business, how are their sales comparing to sales in that category. We're making investment in traffic reports, so obviously, we made the announcement last week. We're going to be discontinuing the Omniture site catalyst reports. We're making an investment there to bring that reporting in-house to make sure our sellers have access to high-quality traffic reporting to understand really, what's driving their business and what does that tell them about, how they could potentially improve their listings or add new inventory into their mix. And then one of the other areas that, isn't just specific to small businesses, but really applies to all sellers on eBay. I know this was this came out last week in our analyst or our shareholder meeting is the improvements we're making around feedback and standards. There's a huge focus to move towards a more objective feedback and reputation system, excited to be able to announce changes to our customers to make eBay a more balanced and fair marketplace for buyers and sellers. In the latter half of this year and the early half of next year.
That sounds very exciting. So we shouldn't get upset that we've lost a report. We should be excited that great things are on the horizon.
That's exactly right. I am obviously, I take a lot of the issues coming in from sellers quite personally, and I know it's not ideal that we have that gap in reporting for customers. But my commitment to customers is that they will see a suite of high quality reports to provide insights around not just traffic, but really the end to end information they need to understand about their business on eBay. As our team really work on what is a multi year journey for selling, they will see sort of continuous improvements come out through the fall into early next year and after that.
There's a lot of, I know you talk to a lot of sellers. Is there one story in particular about small business that you can share with us?
So I'd be deathly afraid of picking favorites. I've heard an amazing number of stories since taking this role, covering the extremes of started running a consignment business from their garage and have now turned that into something where they have 50 to 100,000 square foot warehouses, to teachers who started selling antique jewelry as a side business and now doing millions of dollars a year. For me personally, I have a number of hobbies on eBay, collecting Art Deco posters and such. But the one area that I buy a lot on, being a bit of a garden enthusiast, is plants from my backyard. And so the one story that probably sticks most front of mind for me is
Can you do us a favor? Are you willing to stay on at least about another 5 minutes?
Sure, I'm happy to go over.
Okay, because we're getting ready. We have hard breaks here. The music starts whether we like it or not.
We're
going to take a little break for 3 minutes and then come back and have you tell the one story in particular about a small business on eBay that stands out in your mind.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. We'll be right back with Jordan Sweet after this break. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You can also call us, 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.